Blog Talk Radio.
All right, area code 901, man. What's good? We got, come on, man. Memphis, man.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, sir? What's going on?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Let me say something, man. And, you know, I know the young man got killed, but it's more than what they're saying it is.
Let's talk about it.
You know, it's more than what they're talking about, you know, and it just, I heard FedEx and all that. I heard a woman, you know, it's just a lot of mess going on. And, you know, so all you do is pray for the family, but, you know, everybody got a way we leaving. You know, that was a bad way he left. You know, so, you know, all you can do is pray for the family, some of them, and each other, you know. But, you know, it's just so much violence. You know, I was listening to all this tonight on the internet. Man, everybody against each other, you know, like Satan is out there, you know, trying to tear all us apart. You know, so... Mm-hmm. We got to come together and start praying, you know, not hate each other. So, you know, I like what you're doing, man. Just keep it up.
Thank you, man.
And do the right thing, man.
God bless you.
And God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Peace, man.
You too.
Take care, man. Area code 803, where'd it be? What's going on now? We're going to go to a couple of more videos, y'all, so hold on. It's the last call. Area code 803. What's going on, family?
Yeah, I'm back to say something else, man. I had to clear my thoughts and get what I was trying to say out. But I was really trying to say, huh?
I said you got your thoughts together now, right?
Yeah. I gathered what a portion of what I'm trying to say. So you got these officers, you got these black officers, and they all are from Memphis. So you got a lot of gangs going on. Well, you got two major gangs going on in Memphis, and when I put that together with the Dobbs situation, I put that together because I was thinking about my son. And when you got police officers protecting, you know, especially black police officers who went to school with these gang members out in the streets, they, once they get in a position, they're really aggressive with, you know, like trying to clean up or, you know, make their sons, you know, not feel bullied in the streets when, you know, because they, you know, they tend to be scared. So I say that to say that a lot of these officers, they just basically really got in the chair in 2021 when the pandemic was going on, and they lowered the standards for them to get in the chair. I mean, to get in position to be an officer. So who's to say that just coming off the streets into the force, they didn't have a motive in the first place?
Right, I'm listening, brother. I'm just reading and listening at the same time. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so when I say that, with their motives in the first place, their motives could have been extorting drug dealers and rappers. You know, because they would seem more popular in their kids' eyes in the streets, but at the same time, you know, they kind of got a stereotype for rappers that they're funding the drugs and the different crime that goes on in the city and in the streets. So I kind of feel like the police force that they have together, like that Scorpion team,
right?
It's kind of like a team of enforcers. To, you know, they already were on 10 when they pulled up on, you know, Tyree and.
They know different from the Red Dogs in Atlanta. They know different from the Red Dogs, because the Red Dogs was doing a lot of shit, beating up a lot of people. Everybody from the ATL, Georgia, shouted, y'all know about the Red Dogs back in the days. However, I don't think they ever killed anybody, but they did break a few bones and put a lot of people in the hospital. I've seen that personally. I never got beat up, but I got searched by them. I'm glad they ain't rough me up or anything like that, but they know different. but they just never went to that extent like how these officers have done it, the Scorpio Squad and shit like that. So, but who knows, man? Again, I feel like if the narrative is right about Tyree knowing the officer's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, and knowing and some shit like that, you know, then it will make some sense, because that is a almost, it's a good area, a middle-class area, you know, just a step from the suburbs, or the suburbs, if you want to call it that. It's just, you know what I mean? It's right there. And that looks like a community, not a hood. They had to follow that guy. They followed him there. And then, what's your last, anything else? Because I'm going to go back to the street real quick. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, you good. I'll get back in touch with you if I have anything more, man. I appreciate you letting me reach out.
Thank you, King. Thank you. All right. Uncle Charles, don't hang up. I want to make this point. Hold on, Uncle Charles. Just want to make this point real quick. Where we at? All right. And this, look at this fucking neighborhood. So for those who are just coming in or don't know, this is the actual area, point where he was murdered at, right here in this spot, killed and beaten right here. This is the same area. Now, this is a nice town, man. A nice fucking town. And it's something about Brandywine complexes or apartments. They are very upscale. I know that just something, that's an inside joke right now. Definitely an inside joke. But this is Brandywine. Okay? I know these areas is pretty much, this is a community, as you can see, right? And from what's been told. Now, yeah, we've seen where he got pulled over. Remember he got pulled over at a traffic light? I'm trying to find the traffic light. Because how the fuck? It must be on the other side. He must have ran through the houses and stuff like that, through the backyards, because... And this just to answer somebody else that left a comment like a little while back, saying that I thought it was on Ross Street. That's why the officer said take Ross Street, and it would hit Castle Creek. So this is the Ross Street that he, the officer was saying, you know, and it would come off to Castle Gate Lane, as you can see here, Castle Gate. So I'm trying to figure out what stop. Like, let's do this real quick. Hold on. All right, so we right here. So was he off of I'm trying to figure out, like, how did he get there when there's like long streets? Remember he got pulled over. It was a traffic light. It was like a traffic light. Like, let's see, because I'm going to pinpoint, like, exactly where did they pull him over at? Okay. Well, I don't want to fucking home. I probably fucked up where I was just at. Okay. Oh, no, I didn't. It's right there. So I'm trying to figure out, like, where did they stop him at? Because look how he got back. He got all the way over there. So where was the stop light? Where he ran from, like when they pulled him out the car, like how far he ran? He ran a long time. So his mother must live in Brandywine. His mother must live here. You know what I'm saying? This out. All right, there we go. So I'm just trying to figure that out. Anyway, let me get crazy ass Uncle Charles on the phone. Uncle Charles, what you want? God damn it!
What's up, Mike? What's going on? Happy New Year, bro. Man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all better realize something. The face of the police brutality is not the white face anymore. It's the black man in the uniform, the nigga in the uniform now. See, but let me tell you something, Mike. Let me give you some information that y'all don't know. Miles' nephew is a Tennessee state trooper. He's guarding them right now. Well, people want to kill their ass right now. So he's guarding them right now. He's the one that took them. I don't know where he took them. He ain't giving that information, but... He's a state trooper for Tennessee, and okay. He's the one guarding them right now. He's guarding them right now. Instead, they're shaking like a leaf on a tree. I don't give a damn about your ass shaking. The new face, the new tail on the streets now, is the black man in the uniform. You better believe it. Now, here it is, Mike. You got two white officers out here, got a nigga jacked up, got him bent over. I hate to even say that word, bent over, but I'm going to say what I saw. Let me tell you something, man. All of a sudden, two white officers had him by his arm, told him to calm down, man. We just want to get your information. And lo and behold, you guessed it, ladies and gentlemen, another police showed up, which was a nigga. And he floated over there like he was on a goddamn Spike Lee movie. Here I come to save the day. And he's stun gunning the dude. The dude come up off the damn car, rolling in the damn ditch, and you ain't seen nothing but ass and stomach. See, you thinking your people is going to help you. And this is how you get fucked up. They're not going to help you. They're going to try to entertain them white folks. The new animal on the street is not a liking. It's not. Let me tell you something. I used to be scared of a lot of things, Mike. I used to be scared of cockroaches, rats. Oh, yeah, I'm still scared of motherfucking rats. But anyway, I'm still a goddamn black person now. I'm telling you that right now. Let me tell you something, man. This is what they're talking about. They're already taking bets which police officer they're going to get in jail. Let me explain something to you, you five heinous, ignorant-ass fools. They are waiting on you in population. They're waiting on your ass up there in alternative, where them niggas up there putting Bama jelly in their hair, keep their purrs fried. Now they're waiting on your ass in building. When they come up in that cell with all that hair on the chest and tell you to comb it, nigga, and it better not hurt, you better not pull one hair out of his chest, or he going to beat your ass in the next week. And when he turn on that damn radio and that song come on, "Black people in motion, baby, I'm going to have to penalize you, you're on your way to prison, bro. That's what you're going to do, and you should be there." And that's all I got to say, Mike.
Before your ass go, hold on. You said your uncle is a trooper over here? Is a police officer?
No, my nephew. My nephew, Tyler Mabry. Yeah, he a state trooper. So they got the state trooper to transport them to jail. So right now, he's guarding them down there now. They're a hot commodity right now. They like some damn food that's going to go spoil. And you know what you do with spoil food? You throw it at the fucking door. That's what you do. And that's what ass need to be doing. You mess your families up with your bullshit. And that chick need to be gone too, Mike. With her thick face ass, she need to be gone too, because she knew what they punk ass was doing. So she don't need to be getting out of it. They need to lock her ass up too, put over there in Tutwiler, where they can go ahead and get a taste of her ass. That's what they need to do. And that's all I got to say, player.
Uncle, motherfucker Charles, Paige.
Yes, sir.
I know it. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Y'all hold on 1 second, man. Let me play this real quick, and I'll be right back. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me play this real quick, and I'll be right back.
We're on foot for South Bound on Ross.
All right, we've seen this shit already. All right, we've seen some of this stuff already. About to close out. But everybody that's new, make sure y'all subscribe to the platform. Let's go to what Whoopi had to say real quick. I'm not listening to, what's his name, Tucker. Woo! Tucker Carlson. Fuck him. See what she said?
When will the brutality finally lead to some police reform from the ground up? Because clearly, it doesn't matter if it's a white policeman or a black policeman, it is a problem in the police, in the policing itself. You know, seems things don't seem to make sense to people unless it's somebody they can feel or they can recognize. But how many times do we have to, do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything?
I'm showing the damn thing. My bad.
And tell me what a, you know, what a racist I am. But, you know.
All right. I guess that wasn't really nothing. Let's see what this nigga said real quick.
That crap that happened in Memphis is ridiculous. Because I want you to understand this, that we're put in a position where we're supposed to protect and serve the community. It's sad to watch somebody get beaten from out of their life and beg their mama to just be there because they just know they were sitting to die. As I'm sitting here talking about this, I'm literally catching chills. Give me a second, y'all. I'm casting chills, man, because you got people like myself that come out here every day and try to bust their ass and let people know that there's good people out here, there's good cops that wear this uniform and try to represent something good and let you know that I'm here for you. But then it's like the more we try to move forward and do better, you get the bad bunch of cops that do some dumb shit. And they do nothing but put heat back on a good cop.
I mean, I can respect that. I can respect that because there is some good cops out there. You know what I'm saying? And, it's a dude named, I won't say his name, that I grew up with and shit like that. I didn't even know. I know he was in the army. I know the whole family and shit like that, you know. And I didn't even know he was a cop. That he turned out to be a cop, but he's a great guy, not a hood dude or nothing. I feel like saying his name, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm showing that man. I'm gonna give that man that much privacy and respect. Great guy. Haven't seen him in many years. I found out because off of Facebook and the certain things I was saying about police brutality and about if there's any good cops, why they not handing in. You know, exposing the bad cops and shit like that. So a person that I know very, very well for 30 plus years has responded to my post or what I was saying. This is many years ago. This is probably like more than 10 years ago. Some shit. Long story short, y'all know I always got a story, but that's when she let me know. Well, she said his name. Basically, her brother is a police. I'm like, damn, I don't know, but I know he's a good guy. He's a good dude. Like, he's really a good dude, good guy. There is good police out there. Only thing I'm saying is, at the end of the day, if you're good, you have to get rid of the bad. Sometimes that blue wall of silence, if somebody says something, you know it's going to go over their head, and they're going to wind up getting fired. So, you know, they got families to feed and so forth and so on. But y'all supposed to protect and serve, you know. There was a video that I showed the other day where there's a whole bunch of police that was the sheriffs. It was a whole bunch I think it was in California, LA, some shit like that. And they were never white and Hispanic. Like all of them, it was like 20, probably 30 new officers. Where you think they're going to be patrolling? Okay. So it was like, we definitely need our own community. We need our own police system. We need that, you know, it's crazy. But So this is what I'm going to do. We're going to go to, all right, let's go to Instagram real quick. All right, I guess let me shut the phone lines off, man. That should be loud.